mobile.
4HX, mobile.
Call sign, this is KQ4FCY responding to that mobile.
KO4HKX, it's Patrick on this end.
XKS, I think you said. Hey, Patrick, good morning. How you doing?
It's X-ray on the end of that. I know it's hard to pick out sometimes, especially if it's a little scratchy on a repeater.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is Rob on this side. I'm driving through Bowling Springs right now, heading towards Lyman, heading into work.
Blessed having breakfast with my son, heading back to the house now, up here between Etowah and Penrose in North Carolina.
And it would have been a good day to call out, but I got too much to do today, so I guess I'll head on in.
When you take a day off and then go back, it's usually more work piled up, so sometimes you wonder if it's worth it.
Saying now that the temperatures have come down a little bit, I need to take a day off and work on cleaning out my garage, but yeah, every time I take a day off, I'm just that much further behind when I go back, so yeah, I definitely agree with you.
I know we spoke before, but remind me what you do again.
For Eurodrive over in Lyman, I'm in the purchasing group.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been on the repeater much, so just life getting in the way.
Me, I take my daughter to them and she doesn't like to hear it, so you know, I have to wait until she gets out the car, and then I've got a buddy that a lot of times he'll call me in the morning on the way to work just to catch up, and so I haven't been on much either.
Hope you're having a good start to your Friday anyway, and hopefully work's not too bad when you get there.
Well, work will be work. You know, we'll deal with what we get. It is what it is. But yeah, I mean, we'll make the best of it.
Other than that, everything been going good. I mean, life been treating you well.
I can't complain. We've all been healthy and well and happy, and that's about all you can ask for. We've got the company picnic this weekend, so we'll be taking the kids out there to that. They really enjoy that. And but yeah, just normal stuff. How about you? Everything good on your side?
Kind of a rough summer. I had my knee replaced back in June, and then ended up, my grandfather failed, so I ended up taking care of him for about a month and a half, and then he ended up passing away, and it's just been, and then my wife's aunt passed away, so it's just been one thing after another. But all in all, life's been good. Like you say, everybody's healthy for the most part, and just reached that point in life where that's the older generation passing off before us.
That's rough, man. I tell you, my last grandparent is my grandfather on my dad's side. He's still alive, but he is in his 90s. And I tell you, I'm gonna have a really hard time with that one when that comes. And he's had a few close calls here lately with his health, too, with infections and stuff like that. You know, Lord, I hope this isn't the one that's gonna do it, you know?
After that, and that was my dad's dad. He was the last one of my grandparents. And he was doing pretty good for 88 and having, you know, dealing with cancer. And then he just fell and just never recovered after that.
That's terrible, man. But, you know, I guess if there is any kind of silver lining to it, you know, cancer is such an awful disease. I would hate to see anybody go through that. I've watched family members go through it, and, you know, it's just terrible. So, you know, maybe him falling and you know, going out that way at least might have been quicker than dealing with cancer.
After that, I watched my mom, my stepdad, and my other grandparents all go to cancer. And I won't say anything's better, but most anything is.
It's an awful disease, man. My father-in-law went through it and died of colon cancer, and man, that was terrible watching that.
Well, let's move on to a happier subject. I've had enough of that for the last little bit for me.
I hear you on that. Well, what kind of rig are you working off of?
I'm using the FTM 500. That's what I'm running in this mobile right at the moment.
I've got a little cheap $100, I think it's a Retivus, little 25 watt rig, but I mean, it works. I'm wanting to set up something at home. I might see if Santa Claus will maybe bring me a little 2 meter rig I can hook up at the house for a base station.
2 meter rigs out there without spending a ton of money on them, but once you get into the big three, they're going to be a little more expensive, but I have found there tend to be a better radio than the cheaper ones for me anyway.
I get what you pay for sure.
Up here in these mountains, you find out real quick what kind of receive they got and what kind of real transmission, and it lets you know.
So maybe right now I've got 3 young kids, and that takes a lot of my budget away from me. So I don't know, maybe later in life I can invest in some better quality equipment. But for now, I'm having to work on a little bit cheaper stuff.
I'm not knocking it; it's got its place and that. But I like the Anytones. They're good, reliable, entry-level radio.
This Retivus might be a clone because it looks exactly like the Anytone unit. So I don't know if they're made by the same people, just a different name or what it is, but it looks exactly the same on the face.
Roger that. I think the Anytone's a 50-watt radio, though, so it's a little different, but I'm not sure on 100% on that either. But like I said, they tend to be a little more reliable. I've got the Anytone 878 and the 578 up here, and they do pretty good.
Santa Claus will be nice to me this year. But, Patrick, I missed the phone call a couple minutes ago. I need to call back. Hopefully I can catch up with you on here later sometime.
I'm pulling into the driveway, Robert, so good to hear you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
Talking to you. KQ4SZY, clear.